And now this is a dictation for James. Gifford, Gifford, April 1355, addressed as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, Gunnell, Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow up for Mr. Gifford with chronic kidney disease, last visit in November. Was admitted with gastrointestinal bleeding, transferred to Bay City, there were no beds at Midland. Is my understanding 1 unit of packet of red blood cells, EGD shows ulceration, place on PPIs and Keraphate, takes iron replacement, plans for a second EGD to document healing in July the 2nd. This will be done locally with Dr. Huang, H-U-A-N-G. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. No diarrhea, good urine output, has COPD, stable dyspnea, still smoking half a pack per day, no hemoptysis, no alcohol, review system done extensively being negative. In the hospital, as far as I know, no stroke, heart attack, liver abnormalities or worsening of kidney function. Next paragraph, medications, I want to highlight he's off the Plavix, but remains on low-dose aspirin, on cholesterol, triglyceride treatment, for blood pressure, losartan, HCTZ. Prison weight, 217 stable, blood pressure, 148-60, COPD abnormalities, distant clear, has an aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen without tenderness, no gross edema, non-focal. I want to highlight the echocardiogram with normal ejection fraction, does have calcification of aortic valve and moderate stenosis. Is known to have enlargement of the prostate, but no urinary retention. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from May. Hemoglobin 12.3. April, creatinine 1.76 for a GFR 41, stage 3B, and this is baseline. With normal electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, and glucose. Normal liver testing. Urine negative for blood protein or cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Underlying hypertension, prior documented renal artery stenosis, clinical stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. recent gastrointestinal bleeding, as indicated above, does not require EPO treatment. No need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders, tolerating present blood pressure medicines, ARB and diuretics, exposed to carafate that has aluminum for 8 to 12 weeks should be okay. Encouraged to discontinue smoking, but he is not ready for that. Physical findings of COPD, aortic valve abnormalities as indicated above. Come back in 6 months.